J.S. Bach was only in his late 20s when he wrote his Cantata No. 12, but the theme of life's struggles as a path to ultimate happiness and redemption was already familiar to him. You'll hear the struggle and the joy in the Cantata No. 12 coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from Classical New England, a service of WGBH. The Cantata No. 12, Weinen, Klagen, Sorgen, Sagen, or Weeping, Lamenting, Worry, Despair, embodies so much of the belief and worldview of Bach and his time that it's hardly surprising that it's one of the pieces he returned to throughout his life. You can find the words Bach set in this piece by visiting us at classicalnewengland.org. That's also where you can hear this and past programs on demand. Again, that's all at classicalnewengland.org. Also ahead, you'll hear from Harvard University's Christoph Wolff on how Bach's insatiable curiosity led to some of the greatest music for the composer's favorite instrument, the organ. First, here is Boston Baroque with founder and director Martin Perlman in a performance of Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 4.
Thank you.
The Brandenburg Concerto No. 4, featuring violinist Daniel Stepner and recorder soloists Christopher Kruger and Roy Sansom. Martin Perlman directed his ensemble, Boston Baroque. The lighthearted virtuosity of that concerto is just one side of Bach's music. Something very different comes through in the cantata No. 12, Weinen, Klagen, Sorgen, Zagen, or Weeping, Lamenting, Worry, Despair, a piece he wrote right around his 29th birthday. Weinen Klagen explores sadness and struggle as a pathway to peace and consolation. It's a central part of the Christian faith, especially the particular brand of Lutheranism practiced by Bach. An opening sinfonia sets the tone, with the chorus entering to draw a line from the daily struggles of a believer to Jesus' suffering on the cross. The alto soloist puts it all in a nutshell with a quote from the book of Acts: "We must enter the kingdom of God through much sorrow." Through a set of arias, Bach draws out that dynamic, culminating as the tenor sings, "After the rain, blessing blossoms, all storms pass away." A solo oboe plays the chorale tune, "Jesu, meine Freude," or "Jesus, my joy," reinforcing the message with music Bach's audience would have recognized and embraced. Find a translation of the text for this piece at our website, classicalnewengland.org. Here is the cantata number 12, Weinen, Klagen, Sorgen, Sagen, with alto Daniel Taylor, tenor Mark Padmore, and bass Peter Coy. Philippe Herrevega conducts Collegium Vocale of Ghent. Thank you.
im Leben oder blasse, im Wohl und Ungemach. Im Leben oder blasse. Christische Macht, ich will sein Kreuz umfassen, ich küsse Christische Macht, ich will sein Kreuz umfassen, ich folge Christo nach von ihm, wie ich mich lasse. Don't
J.S. Bach's Cantata No. 12, Weinen, Klagen, Sorgen, Sagen, or Weeping, Lamenting, Worry, Despair. With alto Daniel Taylor, tenor Mark Padmore, bass Peter Coy, Collegium Vocale of Ghent, and conductor Philippe Herrevega. This turned out to be a favorite cantata of Bach's. After its initial performances in Weimar in 1714, he returned to it 10 years later in Leipzig. Then, around 24 years after that, the opening chorus became the Crucifixus of the Mass in B minor. For J.S. Bach, there was nothing like looking through the work of other composers. His curiosity was insatiable, and it led to the incorporation and transformation of styles from all over Europe into his own work. But according to Dr. Christoph Wolff, the world's leading Bach scholar, that curiosity is only one part of the process.
Bach had the opportunity, living for 27 years in the international center of the book trade, to really put his hands on things that many other people could not get hold of. And I think this helped a great deal for him to put together a collection of remarkable scope. But it goes back before Leipzig. I think it is, as you mentioned, Bach's curiosity that provides the key. And he didn't have to travel. He was so interested in reading scores and in listening to traveling musicians, which brought him new things and confronted him with new experiences in terms of performing styles and so forth. So if you look at the breadth of Bach's collection, we could see that he is reflecting on the styles and trying to learn from them and also communicate in his own music the experience that has grown in his compositional mind.
And so for something like a Vivaldi concerto that he takes and makes into an organ piece, how does he stamp his voice on this music from Vivaldi? It's not a, or is it, a straight-ahead transcription of the notes from one setting to another?
Well, it is a transcription because Bach's piece has the same number of measures as the Vivaldi piece. But it is still selective. The emphasis of certain parts, perhaps the addition of certain elements that Vivaldi did not pay attention to. So it is, in a way, a clear transcription, but it is an improved version of the Vivaldi piece, but specifically then for the idiomatic possibilities of the organ or the harpsichord.
Professor Christoph Wolff, author of Johann Sebastian Bach, The Learned Musician. Here is one of those transformed Vivaldi works. From Classical New England's Bach Around the Clock celebration in 2013, this is Balint Carosi in a performance of the Concerto in A minor. the concerto in A minor, originally by Antonio Vivaldi, but transformed by J.S. Bach for his own favorite instrument, the organ. Balint Carosi was the organist at the Richards Fowkes & Company instrument at First Lutheran Church in the Back Bay of Boston, recorded in performance during Classical New England's Bach Around the Clock celebration in 2013. Remember, you can hear this and past programs on demand at classicalnewengland.org. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ross. The executive producer of this program is Benjamin K. Rowe, Managing Director for Classical Services at WGBH. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.